Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the fifth day of April 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. I'm so glad you're with us, and I hope you'll stay tuned. Dr. Rodriguez is not with us tonight. And we'll forgive him this one time. It's the first time in many years he must have forgot about our appointment for the radio broadcast. That's no problem, because I do want to speak to y'all a little while, if you don't mind. I want to share some thoughts with you, and I want your thoughts also. And when I say that, I sincerely mean that. I'm going to do some, I guess you say, some Bible teaching and maybe a little bit of prophecy and intertwine, because it is prophetic. And I want to speak to you on some certain issues. I want you to just reason with me. And Lord, if the Lord blesses, I'll put together a much more detailed lesson to be taught at our Bible studies, because I want to go into it in much more detail about how we are getting to the mark of the beast. And folks, the steps that we've gotten here have been set up for many, many decades. Decades in this country. A step at a step, a baby step at a baby step at a baby step. And we've gotten to where we are now, and we're right on the verge of something really huge. Now, we'll discuss that in more detail, like I said, at a Bible study, but I'm going to talk about some of tonight, if you don't mind, all right? And again, I don't have any special mention tonight, folks. I mean, I do those things because some things we try to help you all with all we can. But I will remind you that REM sleep, once it's going this time, it's going forever. If you like REM sleep, folks, get it while you can. I'm just saying because they care. One day you're going to call up and say, Pastor, want a bottle of REM sleep? I'm going to be here. And I won't feel bad about that. But I can honestly say I've told you over and over, REM sleep is available at $12.50 a bottle delivered. 10 or more, $10 a bottle. But while they last. You can get that. Of course, folks, we still have all the other products here. The Strauss Heart Drops and the Cardivite and the Vitamir Toothpaste and Mouthwash and all these things. And all you get our catalog. If you haven't got our catalog for 2022, call and tell Lisa that you want to copy the catalog and give her your address, okay? We'll send it right out to you. You need a copy of our 2022 catalog. No, it's not huge. It's not what we do have here, though, folks. If you just call a toll-free number, if you don't have long distance, you can call toll-free at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Well, we literally want you to have that because we want you to see what we do offer. And maybe we can be a blessing to you and some other things besides the toothpaste and mouthwash and things. We have other things and materials you may look at. The book we offered, and still have, by the way, on the chaplains and clergy of the Revolution, in my opinion, is a must-read book for everyone out there. But especially, well, parents that have children at home, pastors that care for their flocks. That's about as good as I can put it. It's about as clear as I can put it. It's available if you want it. I'm certainly, again, not going to try to force on you folks, but we offer it because we care. I want you to have it. And I have two prayer requests tonight. One I've been asking prayer for now for quite a while is Crystal's daddy, Johnny. He got home yesterday evening from the hospital, but he's still bedridden. He can't do anything on his own. And his wife and Crystal's there, all she can be also, is there to try to take care of him. And they have a health nurse come in once in a while to help out also. But Johnny is basically helpless, folks. And I ask you to please keep him in your prayer. But one thing, pray for especially for him. His anxiety, his nerves. It's really bothering him. He's like he is, and I can understand being bothered by it. Now, thank you. Some fear sets in, folks, that we need to pray against, if you don't mind. For Johnny, please pray against his fear. And also, I got an email today from a gentleman named Gregory who asked me to pray for his lifelong friend, Philip Hall, H-U-L-L, out of Macon, Georgia. He has stage 4 cancer, very painful type, and he needs comfort. And by the way, Gregory said he's been listening to our program for 20-plus years on a ham radio. Thank you, Gregory. And yes, folks, remember Philip Hall, H-U-L-L, please. When I say these, I know some of you all take it seriously, but a lot of you take it seriously if you don't mind. Just take a little bit of time tonight, somewhere before you go to bed, when you lay in bed, to take time to pray and ask the Lord to please bless Johnny with the overcome his fear and anxiety and comfort Philip in his pain and suffering. And if it be his almighty will to show a miracle, that'd be wonderful. But keep Philip and John in your prayers, please. That's very, very important. And I sincerely mean that. I know Crystal really appreciates y'all's prayers very much also. Now, I want to talk to you about a few things. And this will be a very sketchy outline of what I want to put together for a long-term Bible study. It'll probably take at least 2 hours when I do it at our Bible studies. And we'll make it available to you when we have it out. Have you ever read the Bible and you wondered the things in the Bible, especially about prophecies? About Daniel and the beasts that he saw and the 70 years desolation and all those you saw in Daniel chapter 8 and 9 and other places. And Revelation talks about, about the four horsemen and about the mark of the beast in Revelation 13, all these things. You ever wonder about that? I'm sure you have. I have. And I'm sure they have for centuries, ever since it's been written. And I bet for many, many Bible scholars and pastors have wondered over the years, how can this happen? What does it mean? And you know what? And Daniel tells us that it's not given to know some of these things until the last days. So don't be surprised if people didn't know for many centuries. And we may not have all the answers right now, but we're certainly getting down into the last days of new belief. And we are seeing a lot of things can become much clearer, nearer to us. We can see much clearer and see more detail of what the Scripture is talking about. It's not that Daniel was it was a very wise man. But the Lord said, close it up, Daniel. It'll be shown later. And this is why I know why. No one could quite understand a lot of things that's been talked about today. I mean, who could have conceived 50 years ago about e-cash, the new electronic money they want to put out? And they said that the Fed will not be the one who brings out the money. The Federal Reserve no longer do it. It'll be the Treasury Department issuing e-cash to people. Who would have thought about that? Who would have thought you had somebody talking about a constitution written to protect the people's rights and privacy when everything goes electronic? Who would have really thought that was possible? Now, I realize it was started way before then as far as credit cards started a long time ago. But I can remember as a young man, you didn't order credit cards. You didn't have them. You ordered COD. If you couldn't pay for a spot, you ordered COD. You paid cash on delivery or you didn't pick up your package. You remember those days? Or your old check and put it in an envelope and mailed it and it was mailed back to you. Didn't have a credit card. It took longer. But in my idea, much simpler because nothing got messed up somewhere in the computer and everybody maybe charged something you didn't order. They couldn't steal your identity so much then because you didn't have it online for 1,000 people to get into it. But I can remember those days, COD. I did some ordering in my day, COD, cash on delivery. I remember those days very well. By God, I can remember when you could order a gun out of a catalog. They would ship it right to your house by mail. No paperwork, no nothing. Just mail a check in and have the gun sent to you. I can remember those days, folks. Those days are much simpler, and in my mind, a lot, what we're looking for, a lot purer times to live in. And that is a fact. That's the truth. But how did we get to the point that we put our we started falling in place for this idea of total control and total monitoring for the sake of a guaranteed place to sleep and some kind of gruel to eat? How did we get there? What happened? Well, you know, if you read the scripture in Daniel, I'm going to read verse 2 at Daniel 25. I did a teaching on this many years ago. It's entitled Satan's Final Deception. And by golly, when the Lord showed this to me in the scriptures, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I was in the bathroom one morning, shaving, getting ready to go to work. And the Holy Spirit told me to look, go back and look up Daniel 8:25, and specifically look up the word peace. And I'll read to you and see what tell you what it says. And through his policy also he shall cause crafts to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. And I thought, look up the word peace. I know what the word peace means. Lord, it means absence of war. And my thoughts back then were that the way that he would control the world was by peacekeeping forces. He would force the New World Order, if you will, and keeping the peace by forces, by peace, by strength, by troops. He would do that. Well, I was shocked when I thought he quit arguing with the Holy Spirit and looked the word up. I found that he knew more than I did. Isn't that amazing? I'll, of course, just kidding. But understand that I, when the Holy Spirit prompts me to do something, sometimes I argue. Now, I know y'all don't do that, but I do. So I got finished in the bathroom, come back down and sat on my chair here at my desk, and I didn't get on my chair for at least 6 or 8 hours when I looked that word up. The word peace, you can find in Strong's Concordance in the Hebrew section of, and I'm sorry, in the Old Testament section of the Bible. You'll find a word peace in the concordance out of Daniel 8:25. When I read the meaning of that word, oh my goodness, what a whole brand new forest. I couldn't see the forest for the one tree, you understand? When I backed up and looked around the tree, I saw the forest. And it made a lot more sense what he's talked about in this verse in peace. He said, through his policy, he shall cause craft. That means trading and finances and money flowing and just prosperity material-wise, that he'll cause it to prosper. That's easy to understand. But the word peace, what did it mean by that? And why did in Hosea 4:7 it said the more the people increase, which means the more they prosper, the more they forgot me. Why how does this all tie together? And why did in Matthew chapter 5 the Christ said to put your faith not in mammon but in God? You can't serve two masters. How's that tying with the word peace? Well, I looked it up, folks. I found out very quickly how it all tied together and why Christ was so much warning us about riches and quick riches and desire to be rich. And why we're told in Scripture that those who desire to be rich pierce themselves through with many sorrows because they put the wealth and the desire to be wealthy above everything else. I wonder why that. Wonder how that all ties in. When I read the meeting, it was very clear to me. That word peace, what it literally means, folks, He destroys the world. He destroyed by peace. He should destroy many. Now, listen to what it means. By peace, that word peace means by false security and prosperity. He should destroy many. By false security. Trusting in man. By false security, putting our trust in man and man's guarantees of an income. They're calling UBI, Universal Basic Income. We're all going to get a check no matter what, whether you work or not. That's going to be false security and prosperity. All will look like we're really doing well for a while. But he'll destroy many of that. Folks, he'll destroy society through that. But even more deeply, more concerning than that, should be the fact he's going to destroy the souls of men through that. because men will commit idolatry against the Almighty. So he can get in line for these benefits of man and the promises of man. Now that's what it really means. You see, when you don't take time to study, you don't understand. That's why it says study to show thyself approved. We need to study, not just read the Bible, but study the Bible. No, throw away your Sabbath quarterly or Sunday school quarterly. Pick up the Bible, get a concordance, get yourself an 1820 dictionary. We offer them here at the ministry. Yep, we do have them, because it's the only dictionary you can trust to mean the words mean what they really mean in English. Get the 1820 dictionary. You'll not find the word gay in that dictionary, meaning homosexual, sodomite, sexual deviant. You'll not see that in there. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that at all. But, like I was saying, pick up those books, sit down with your Bible, and even words you think you know, like I thought I knew the word peace, take time and look it up and see what you find out in the Scriptures. You might be surprised what the Lord has in store for you, to reveal to you His story, His future prophecies are going to pop out in your face and say, wow, why didn't I see that years ago? All, and it's basically worldwide. You know, it's sad to say, but some of the poorest countries in the world, some of the most remote, even lower than third class countries, are better off than most of us are in a lot of ways. They're not tied down to a man's handout. They have to make it by grubbing in the dirt, maybe, but they make it on their own. We, on the other hand, are much more civilized. We go to man, to Caesar, if you will, to the king and say, give me, give me, give me. I need, I need, I need. So they print more fiat currency and give you, give you, give you. And then they'll give you an e-card to go out and shop with. And you'll fall in line for it because you'll have to. You can't eat without it. You follow what I'm saying so far? But you see, when we become a truly born-again believer, we should start seeing through this thing. Now, obviously, the church hasn't seen through many things for a long time because the church has become as big a part of the world as the people in the world as a whole. Oh, they may dress differently. They may talk differently. They may be actually really different. They're truly born again, and they're trying to live righteously, but they've been deceived by man nonetheless. Just like I was deceived, you've been deceived. We're deceived by man's prosperity, false prosperity and security. How do you think you got through with all these things like HUD and Obamacare? How do you think they'll get through? We looked for answers, but not to God, didn't we? But you see, we have turned in so many different ways from our God and from our Creator and from our Savior that we've shamed Him before men. No, what do you mean, preacher? I mean this. The respect that the church once held in America is all but gone. There was a time when almost the blackest heathen in this country respected the church and the church property, and people went there. They may not agree with them. They may be behind the scenes more or less curse them for being who they are. But they respected it because they knew the people were real and genuine. And they lived what they said. And they meant what they said. But that's about all gone. How do you know that? When's the last time you saw the church actually stop a heathen like Biden or anybody else appointing homosexual, sodomites, lesbians, perverts to office? When's the last time you saw the church step up and say, we're not going to allow that? When's the last time you saw anybody in the church even talking about it? As a matter of fact, when's the last time you went to church and had a preacher teach you current events? When's the last time you went to a church and had a preacher teach you current events and time in a prophecy? Probably never. Sad, but probably never. And I say this out of pure love. Why do you support that body when the preacher is doing nothing but teaching the church milksop preaching, cotton candy preaching, to keep him coming back and your ears tickled? Oh, he may be a decently good guy, really. He may be a fantastic guy and really trying to live in righteousness before the people. But is he feeding the flock? Is he preparing the flock for the future? Is he warning them to build their ark, so to speak, in Christ? Is he telling them what's coming so they won't be taken by surprise? Is he warning the parents so they'll tell their children? Is he telling the parents to get the children out of the hell holes they call public schools? Is he telling them that or no? Of course he isn't. He can't afford to, folks. They couldn't pay the bills. We struggle here every month paying the bills. We really do have almost going on 30 years, but God's always provided for us. Because I don't teach a pablum that some people want to hear. I can't do that. I won't do that. But you know, in Colossians chapter 1, we're told that by the grace of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we have been translated. Now listen to me. Out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light of His dear Son. We have been taken, folks. We have been translated, taken out of the kingdom of darkness and put into the kingdom of light. Shouldn't that be a blessing beyond words? We have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. We have been delivered from the bondage of Satan. And that we should know the wiles of the enemy. We should know the snares and the traps he sets for us every day. But as a whole, we don't. And if sometimes we find out, we really don't care enough to do anything about it. As a matter of fact, folks, part of our cursing is this. We're so ensnared in the beast system that you're never going to get out of it physically. You'll never get out of it physically. I'll tell you how I know that in a minute. But we've been delivered out of the power of darkness and taken and translated into the kingdom of His Son, the kingdom of light and power and glory. You say, preacher, how do you know you're going to be delivered out of that physically? I'm going to tell you how I know that. For 12 years, I did not have a valid driver's license. I would not do a digital picture because I knew what the digital picture was leading up to. No. I didn't stop it. They didn't back down called Pastor Butch Paul saying they'll get a license. We got to change this. No, that didn't work. I knew it wouldn't because 99.9% of the people had no idea. They didn't know. They went ahead with it like we all have. We all got involved in all this. All the Social Security scam and all that. We all got involved in the Social Security scam. It's a scam. It's a scam. It's a scam. We all got involved in it because we were born into it. Driver's license the same way. I didn't know about the digital, about the picture idea until a gentleman out of Canada brought to my attention named George Bothwell. And the Holy Spirit told me, you cannot renew your license with a digital picture. But Lord, everybody else done it. I got to have a driver's license. And he told me, right in my chair where I'm sitting right now, I'm not talking to everybody else. I'm talking to you. You can't do it. Believe it or not, folks, I took a little bit of faith to throw that car in the trash can. It did. For 12 years, myself, my brother, and Phil Hudock did not have a driver's license, a valid driver's license. We got around it. We had other ways to do it. Lord bless us. I didn't have insurance on the car because no one would insure a car without a driver's license until at least the last year I found somebody would. Very expensive. But we got around it. But how do you know, preacher, that it's going to stay with you the rest of your life? 12 years without a driver's license, we finally, by our governor at the time, and now senator, told us to come in. They would not put a digital picture on our driver's license, and they didn't. They didn't. But the same number I had on driver's license 12 years earlier was on this other driver's license. So the driver's license number is assigned to me to death, just like your Social Security number is assigned to you to death. You can say I rescinded it. Great, good for you, wonderful, that's wonderful. But it's still assigned to your name, whether you like it or not. You may rescind it, and I'm not saying you shouldn't. Go for it, man. If you want to do that and you can do it, please do. But it's still attached to you. It's still attached to you in your physical body on this earth. It is. The thing is, we don't have to be attached to these things even more spiritually. And have our eyes open to the truth. But folks, you're going to make a decision one day pretty soon. You and I are going to make a decision one day pretty soon. How far are you going to follow this system before you say, I can't go any further? I would not deny my God any longer. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, we're told something very beautiful. He said, for our conversation is in heaven. And I always thought the word conversation means our life is in heaven. I mean, you know, that's our conversation. That's who we are. The word conversation, I looked it up in the corns like I should, all about most all words. The word conversation means citizen. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. Then why in the name of God are we sticking everything man does and obeying all his evil laws? How did all this come about? How did this come about? Because we acquiesce to ignorance or cowardice. One or the other. No, there's no other way. That's it. And now, we've been talking about the Great Reset. I'm not. People like Klaus Schwab is, the World of Economic Forum, the head of the World Economic Forum. What is the Mark the Beast based upon? Economics. Economics. He's the head of the World Economic Forum. And folks, we're going right down that road so quickly, right into what they're calling the Great Reset, so easily. We're being pulled into it like a leaf in a whirlpool in a river. We're just going around and around and around and deeper every day. And the masses will never hear that we're being sucked in. After this break, I'm going to share a few ways how this is happening. Now, this is only a real light outline. We're going to talk about it in Bible study sometime soon. But I'm going to show you in the Bible study especially how we are being reeled into this whirlpool, this vacuum. For a lot of reasons, through a lot of fear and emotions and trying to be a good citizen and trying to be a good daddy, mommy, mama, and papa. A naturopath doctor that I go see from time to time, Dr. June Turner, had a daughter who had a child. I mean, had a daughter whose daughter had a child. So this Dr. June's daughter was going to be a grandma. But she couldn't see the baby without a vaccination. Dr. June begged her not to get the vaccination, but she wanted to see the grandchild. Dr. June said, well, don't worry, you'll see the grandbaby. It might be a little bit later, but you'll see the grandbaby. Don't get the shot. She got the vaccine, and 2 weeks later, she was dead. She dropped dead in the kitchen. Yeah, she never really got to spend time with the grandchild, did she? You know why she got it? Out of fear, out of desiring things of the world more than the things of God. You say, preach, what do you mean? She wanted to see a grandchild. Of course she did. But did Christ just say that if you love your family more than you love me, you're not worthy of me? When she's told by a godly woman, don't take that vaccine, you shouldn't do it, because one thing about this, and you can find this, folks, on our website, pastorbush.com, you'll find on there under health news, you'll find the fact that they actually use live babies to process the material for COVID-19 vaccine. I said live babies. Check it out for yourself. Look under health news, under COVID hoax. Look under those headings. Government cover-ups, you'll find them on there. After the break, we'll come back. We're going to talk some more and take some phone calls. If you want to talk to me, the line will be open at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America: cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demander a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Now, folks, you start filling the phone lines up if you like it. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, I don't have time to get involved in all the things I want to tonight. I just don't have the time because an hour isn't long enough. But whenever we get into these teachings, by the Lord willing, at Bible study, we're going to discuss how we got involved in even in witchcraft, sorcery, if you will, according to Revelation, sorcery in pharmakia, and how that tied us into that. How we all, A-L-L, not everybody, but a bunch of us got snared into witchcraft. Oh yeah, folks, it's in your Bible. When I first found it, I didn't like it either. But get back to the topic, and if you want to call and add things, please, folks, do so. You're part of the family. I'm not more intelligent than anybody else. I'm just me. I'm just a hillbilly preacher. That's all that I am. I don't claim to be anything else. I'm a blessed man in a lot more ways than I can count. But I'm just me. But I want you to stop and just think of just over the last little while, last 2 or 3 years, I want you to stop and think back of what happened. Not just here in America. Look at this on a worldwide scope. Look at it, cover the whole world, and look what they did to the world with a little tiny made-up virus. Now, I'm learning more about viruses. I'm not a scientist at all. But I found out there's a lot of lies that people bought by viruses that we've all been suckered into. Most of us, a lot of suckered into. I heard a talk show host the other night, by the way. Pretty decent guy, I believe. But he said on his show, it encourages people to wear a mask everywhere they go. Because something worse than COVID could be out there. Folks, what is wrong with us? Are we so scared of dying that we'll fall? Did I type tomfoolery and be deceived? You know, walk around like masked slaves? What's wrong with us? But anyway, they took. Now this is how simple it's going to be, folks. Now, the COVID fiasco was a test for the world. Even a far more important test for those that call them Christians and the Church of Jesus Christ. The Church in America, as a whole, failed it miserably. And we know some of us in this country were arrested for not following the rules. Like Pastor Brown in Florida. We know that Pastor Archer in Canada just got out of jail a couple days ago because he wouldn't follow the game rules. He wouldn't close down church services. Now, let me make a point, folks. I'm going to make this point very clearly if I can. They took a virus, a COVID virus, by the way, nothing more than a cold virus. All cold viruses are COVID viruses. The word COVID, by the way, means corona, is what they call the corona. It means crown. So we're talking about things here, folks, that all tie together to represent power and authority in the last days. Now, I'm going to try to make this point, if I can, as quickly as possible, and move on to something else and take phone calls. They took this announcement on a TV show and on radio, and they announced that they had a worldwide pandemic. And everybody started panicking. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Our president then, of course, was Trump. And yes, folks, Trump did some good things. But Trump was not and is not our savior. But anyway, Trump got on the bandwagon and said, "Oh, boy, I got an answer. We're going to get this new vaccine out in warp speed." That's right, warp speed. We'll have that to you, warp speed. Forget about all the testing. Just get it out in warp speed. So that's what he did. He got it out in warp speed. And Trump bragged about it, and all, look what I done. But the point we'll make is this. Worldwide, government after government after government, whether we're called free countries or Soviet countries or communist countries, made no difference. America fell right in line with the damnable hoax. Everybody panicked, started wearing masks, 6-foot distancing, 100,000 businesses had closed down, never reopened. People was got out of work. What did we do? We turned to man to feed us. Our God, we call Mammon, fed us, clothed us, and housed us, and took care of us through that, and took us further into the system. The young people now reading today, young people between ages 18 and 35, want more free money. They want more free money. UBI, Universal Basic Income, Guaranteed Income, they want that. Oh, they can't see. They go to church. They can't see us. Part of the snare. This is part of the economic crisis we're going into. This is part of the. This is part of the beast mentality taking over the nation and the world. You know, America, the freest land on the face of the earth. Ha ha ha, folks. We don't even rank in the top 12 any longer. Free countries. Look it up for yourself. We fell in line out of fear, and that will be laughed at by. And be called a bad citizen because we dare get 6 foot close to somebody. We dare go outside without wearing a mask. We dare to do that. And no, folks, it's not over. There's been a slight reprieve on this COVID nonsense, but it's not over. I'm going to the VA next week to get blood drawn. I haven't done it for a couple of years because I wouldn't wear a mask. I still know I weren't going to wear a mask. They're coming up to the car to draw the blood because I will not go in and wear a mask. If I draw wear a mask, I won't be there. Now, you say, "Preacher, that's hard head. This is for your health." My God is quite capable of taking care of my health, thank you, against the virus. If I catch it and die tomorrow, I'm out of this mess, and it's His will. I'm not worried about that. Folks, if I am so afraid of dying, then how do I know I'm living in His will? How do you live when you're afraid of dying? You can never live until you lose the fear of death. If you're so afraid of dying, I'm not saying that you go out and get a gun and play Russian roulette. I'm not saying that's stupid. But if you shut down your world and trust man to take care of you because you're afraid of death, you're going to take the mark just as easy as took the mask. I said it. I didn't stutter. I didn't stammer. I said very clearly, you'll take the mark just as easy as you took the mask. Because the mindset had been set up in us already to do that. The mindset had been set up in us already to do that. So understand, folks, this is nothing new. And now the great global reset has been talked about more every day. Blockchain currency, the global reset, they had the pandemic to bankrupt businesses and bankrupt people and destroy people's lives and get all confused and tormented and tore up. It worked very well. Oh, it worked worldwide. I mean, it worked like a charm. Worked like a charm. And now we have inflation. We had a supply chain break. Prices start going up before the war ever started. You can't blame the war for inflation. You can blame the war now maybe for some shortages on things like wheat and sunflower oil, because Russia makes 75% of the world's sunflower oil. You may blame the war for that, but folks, understand this. Russia is as much as part of the WEF as we are. Different side of the scale, perhaps, in some ways. Maybe a little differently in some way, but they're part of it too. They look it up for yourself. They all work together. Russia was goaded into a war. Ukraine was part of the plan. Ukraine is a great nation for money laundering, for politicians, all manner of elite of the world. It's a great place for child trafficking, sex trafficking. Ukraine been set up, but we know Hunter Biden proved that, and so did his daddy. But we see that happening. This is all part of the plan. Now people are panicking because they're going to run out of meat, run out of wheat and flour, and they can't afford it, but they do have it. They just passed a law, state law in Washington State, that by 2030 there'll be no gasoline cars allowed in Washington State. That's just 8 years from now, less than that. Now, we're seeing this happening right now. It's working into the Great Reset, which we will call the Beast System, and probably right up to the final thing we'll call the Mark of the Beast. Now, I went through a very light detail how we got here. Do you understand the pattern now? Shouldn't pastors be teaching their flocks this? And shown them proof to back it, as I do at our Bible studies. I'm not bragging on me, folks. I'm just doing what I was told to do. But surely I'm not the only pastor out there, only Christian teacher that can't see. The church needs to know what's happening. The church fell right into the COVID hoax as bad or worse as the rest of the country and the rest of the world. The church is to be good little citizens, obeyed Caesar. We ain't got no bank seizure. Revelation 13 says so. Romans 13 says so. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't say that at all. At all. If you don't believe me, get a copy of my second book. I think it's in there that about obeying Caesar. It's not the Bible, folks. Not the way you've been taught it. But my whole point through this whole thing was, are you seeing a pattern? Do you understand how we've been snared and sucked into this vortex? A little bit of time, so little we didn't even know. So, man, it felt so good. I mean, we just went in, we feel so at ease. We're guaranteed a place to sleep and got food, guaranteed food to eat until we're not. Countries like Spain are already starting to ration food. France is talking about putting vouchers out. What are you going to do, folks, when they control everything you have? The only thing you have left to do is maybe some bartering, if you have anything to barter with. When the beast cuts off your supply because you won't take the final mark, and folks, that does not mean necessarily a chip in their hand, the forehead. That is not what it says. Read it for yourself. There are three ways to take the mark of the beast. Understand what it's saying. Worshiping the beast is part of it. And when you trust the beast more than you trust God, you're an idolater, which means that you're worshiping the beast. That's what it means, folks. You're worshiping the beast, and you obey who you worship, and you worship who you obey. Obedience is worship, and worship is obedience. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. It's your call. Let's go to first call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor. I'm going to go back to listen to you preach after this, but I have a prayer request for Good Friday.
Okay.
8 a.m. Eastern, then go back, or 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific, at which will be 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Israel, which according to Matthew is the time of death of Jesus, that every Christian listening stop and pray to God and thank God for his son and the sacrifice that his son made and that God demanded of him.
Amen. I agree. That sacrifice, we wouldn't have a chance. But I will say this. Christ was not crucified on Friday, sweetheart. Are you there?
Huh?
I say Christ was not crucified on Friday. But other than that, you're right. Without that sacrifice, we wouldn't have a chance. Nothing. We'd be burned already.
It has to do with the time and the dates. Should be Saturday. It should be Good Friday. It was the day before the beginning. The day before the beginning of the Jewish festival, which is Friday.
Yeah. Well,
it's the whole calendar is messed up anyway.
Oh, it is. But he was crucified actually on Wednesday, which is the day before a holy Sabbath, not the Sabbath. But that's okay. Your point's well taken. We need to stop and thank him for that sacrifice and praise him for that he's willing to take that cross to Calvary. And you know what, Jan? You know what?
At the time of his death, that Matthew
said
he died.
And you know what? He did that for you and me.
Yes, he did. Yes. God demanded it of him for us.
Aren't you glad he's willing to obey?
Yes.
Amen.
Because he was given a choice.
Yes, he was. He said, Father, if be thy will, I don't want to do this. But nevertheless, thy will be done. It's amazing.
It should be it. And you can tell me what the exact date and the exact right time. And then I'll do it then.
Okay.
going with Passover.
Passover is today's crucified. Yes, that's true. The Passover was not on, it was a couple of days before the Sabbath because he went in on Passover, which is like on a Wednesday. He was in the grave 3 days and three nights. You can't do that on Friday to Sunday. But it's a very good point, well taken. Thanks for sharing. That's a good point, Jan. Thank you.
Let us know the exact date, Pastor.
I'll do my best to remember to do that. And thanks for the call, sweetheart. Thank you. You're always there, and I appreciate you. Let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch. Thanks for taking my call. And Janice, I'm sure getting a good education and a little lesson from Janice in Iowa. That's a great point. You know, tonight, what you're talking about is the fear. How many people are just falling into this great reset? You know, this all started about when the cash, you know, I'm going to go into the cashless society, what they're talking about. The cash is privacy. You buy that item, it's yours. But every time you go to some of these stores, we've got them around, they just open an Ollie's around us. And you going in there, people have been pushed and pressured. No, you've got to get a card, your phone number. We want to, they push you and they want to track you. But what you got to do is say no and take a stand. But people just get such fear, they fall into, well, I better do it or I can't purchase anything. This is what they're doing to the population.
Yes.
They're controlling us. And they're putting more and more fear, especially to the children, with a digital age that, you know, the iPhones are better than the parents. Listen to what they're going to do, tracking you. They can do better than what the parents can do. This is the mark of the beast, what you were talking about. Go to the book of Revelation and study that scripture. And I don't have a cell phone. And people look at me, oh, Chris, you don't have a cell phone? Oh, my. You know what? I'm not fearing because I look up to the heavens, and that's my GPS up there, my Heavenly Father. And they are silent, Pastor Butch. They are silent.
Yeah. I agree. They have nothing to say. Yeah, they don't have anything to say. But I appreciate being there, Chris. You've been with us for a long time, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm going to keep on the fight out here. Yeah, there's a lot, like I said, there's listeners. If you've never called in and got struggles out there, call, get the number on the website of Call Decision, and call the decision and call in Pastor Butch for help. We're here to, we love you that much, because this, we are in very dire trouble for all humanity on this planet Earth.
Amen. Amen. Right on, Chris. You're right on the money. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. That's a good call. Thank you so much, Chris. I do appreciate it. And I will tell this, Jan's right, but the 15th, I believe it is, this Friday. That is the day before Passover. From Friday to Saturday. So she's right about that. On this time, this last year was on Saturday and Sunday. It varies, because the Passover is not on Passover is not Easter. Okay, Easter is not the Passover, and that's all there is to it. And that's a fact. But nonetheless, this Friday and from Friday afternoon to Sunday is a Passover. Saturday is a Passover this year. So do take time to remember that sacrifice. The Passover was a great cost to an innocent little animal one time, and to an innocent man, it was a great cost. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Well, I want to piggyback off of what you were saying right there. Part of the problem is that we have with the Passover is the word Passover. We let them take away the word Passover
right,
and replace it with Ishtar or Easter. It seems like we're very good at changing things and then going along with it, you know, and doing Easter egg hunts and all Easter baskets and all this nonsense, you know, instead of worshiping the Christ, the Lamb of God, who gave his life so we could have life and have it more abundantly. Now, having said that, I'd like to say, go back to something that you said earlier in the broadcast. About when did the church as a whole push back up against any of the evils of our government? Well, the fact of the matter is, there's not very many that's done that, and I will give you an example. One time I got thrown out of the post office for passing out pro-life literature. And so I just happened to go to an assembly that same day. So when I got there, I was a little huffy and a little puppy already. But they started talking about, well, we can't get political, we can't do this, and we can't do that. That's for, you know, outside the congregation, that's not within the congregation, and I could not let that pass. So I told them, I said, you know, the government right now is what's lording over you, whether you like it or don't like it. And I says, you know, your inactivity is what allows this to happen. And I told him, I said, I'll just do this experientially, and that doesn't make me the best guy in the world. That's not my point here. But right around, you know, throughout the year when these elections come up, you know, I used to find out who was going, running for the Congress in the state and also in a federal election. And I used to get on the telephone and I used to call each and every one of them, the people that were running for the office, and ask them their positions on things. So that way, firsthand, I would have an experience what their answer is.
Right.
And then I would, check the box, and if I was going to vote for one, that was good, and then I would write that down. And the people, like I used to say, are you pro-life or pro-choice? Well, we're pro-choice. I said, well, you'll never get my vote, and I'll do everything I possibly can to stop you from getting elected. See, people don't want to get active.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
But they're really good about whining and complaining after the fact. And so I told them, I said, look, everybody here, and like I said, I was already mad about getting thrown out of the post office. And I was, like I said, so, I mean, I started shouting, you know. I said, look, everybody in here that I know, you know, you all got a cell phone. You all got a computer in your hand right there. I says, all you got to do is get on there and look up the representative, call him, and tell him what you expect him to do. And tell him in no uncertain terms, if you don't do that, you'll never, ever get a penny from me. You'll never, never get a vote from me. And like I said, I will tell at least 10 other people not to vote for you. And people say, well, you call and be respectful. They're not respectful to you. They're not respectful to me. You tell them what's on your mind.
Well, you know,
last
time I thought they're supposed to work for us, but that's been switched around. Bible said that the servants would be headed with the master. Well, we got it, don't we?
We certainly do. And we got it because of us, not because of nobody else, because of us.
No, it's our fault. No, it's our fault. It's the church's fault. It's the pastor's fault. We have very few true shepherds in the nation today.
Hey, but now, you know, I got to get into abortion just for a minute because it's what I do. That's who I am. I was talking to my team the other day, and I said there's not many of us. But I said, you know, the only reason we haven't got many people out here is because the pastors will not stand up and tell people that God made it very clear in Genesis chapter 1 to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. That children are a blessing from God. And so if you won't stand up and tell them that, you'll let these other ne'er-do-wells tell them something contrary to that, so it's your fault.
Amen.
No, I'm sorry.
You're right on the money. I got to jump. But, Gary, thank you for everything you've done for us over all these years. Thank you.
Thank you for being there, Butch. God bless.
You're a good friend, good brother. Good night. Let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Got about 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, boy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Passover was the 2nd of last week, okay? Everybody
second,
got that.
Okay.
I
was going to say the calendar that I have must be wrong because the one I'm looking at is supposed to be
It's wrong. Very wrong.
Okay. Either way, you know, we do, as Jan made a very good point, we got to take the time and be thankful for what he did for us on the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. From what I could gather, the Passover is next week, but next week after next.
You need to talk to Richard at Scripture of America. He'll tell you it was the 2nd. Because they keep up to date on that stuff.
They must go back before the Gregorian calendar, obviously. But
yeah,
by 30 seconds, Mick, I've heard about 30 seconds.
Yeah, you know what's wrong? The church has been utilized in a lot of hogwash. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we bought every custom in the world, Mick. Both of them, well, I don't care where it comes from. We bought them all. We bought them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they feel good. They feel really good. Mick, I got to go. We're down the last few seconds. But thanks for the call. And folks, keep Mick and Johnny's wife in your prayers, too, please. Thanks for the call, Mick. And folks, by the grace of God, I will see you tomorrow night with our guest. We're going to talk to Julia Vernon. I just watched a movie she produced and called The Lost Girls. I have the video available tomorrow night, too, if you want it. The Lost Girls. It's based on true stories. It'll break your heart and make you mad at the same time. But she'll be in tomorrow night to share her experience producing this movie and directing the movie. She's first-hand part of it all the way through, and she can tell you that more about how she got involved with it. But Lord in heaven knows we have needs. Let's band together. Let's pray together. Stand together and fight our enemy with everything in us. We love you. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.